Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's show. My name is Spencer Walsh. Thank you so much for joining us here today, back on this Monday. Hopefully everyone had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. We have so much to talk about, guys, and we're going to go over a lot of different stuff. Some good news, some bad news. We are taking a look today about the rise of the new variant, this Omicron variant. I don't know about that. Not looking good, guys. I got to say that. We're also talking about a big trial. You know, we talked about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, but we are also today talking about the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, the for being a sex offender and being very closely tied to Jeffrey Epstein. We're going to do the whole breakdown on that story. We're going to have a mix for you, and we're going to talk about a little bit of fun stuff later on in the show. So you're going to stick around for that. All right, let's get into it today. So we're talking about Omicron here, and let's get into this. New York Times reporting on this warning that we have received today from the WHO and exactly what that has entailed. So the WHO warned on Monday that the global risk posed by the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus were still very high, despite significant questions about the variant itself. So, of course, I think what we're seeing here is just, especially with the Delta variant, that one was just not handled well. I think everybody knows that in countries like all across the world. United States here, not the only one who definitely dropped the ball on this situation. So I think definitely the instinct is going to be from a lot of people to get out in front of the situation and handle it. But, you know, I definitely think we gotta keep it slow. You know, I think the people who should be worried most are the people who are leading the response, the people, you know, Biden already closing down some of the borders from South Africa and some of the countries where this variant is coming from, which is good. But, you know, this is also, to be fair, this is a complete failure of the Biden policy, because where do we know variants spread? Where there's high case populations of unvaccinated people, and Biden has just completely failed to get the vaccine, to live up to his quote-unquote promise, and get the vaccine out to the, you know, third world in at all a timely manner. It just was not done. And so right now, Biden really, and the world itself, really, to be fair, because it's not only Biden on this, it's the EU who has really been also quite bad in holding this stuff up for Big Pharma and keep making sure, you know, Big Pharma will have, you get their complete and total say about this, you know, talking about, oh, it's not going to be the same, you know, investment in great scientific innovations. But, you know, this is what we get. This is what we get when this happens. Advocates for lifting the vaccine passport literally warned about the possibility of a new variant formulating if there was not, you know, significant vaccine distribution in a timely manner. That's another big part of it, too. But I think, you know, this is what we have to deal with. And this is really the price that we pay for just the greed off of the pandemic here. We now even have Scotland and Portugal identifying new cases of the highly mutated variant, and Japan joined Israel and Morocco in banning all foreign visitors. Even a scientist cautioned that the extent of the threat posed by Omicron remained unknown. But, you know, I think if we know anything about the case, the situation with COVID, it's probably going to be pretty bad. So, you know, you're going to want to be quite careful about it nonetheless. Many restrictions were aimed at corralling Omicron, which was first identified last week by researchers in South Africa, who were aimed at travelers from Southern Africa, drawing accusations Western countries were discriminating against a region that's already been set back by vaccine shortages caused by rich nations hoarding doses. So, in a technical briefing note to member countries, WHO urged national authorities to step up surveillance, testing, and vaccinations, reinforcing the key findings that led its technical advisors on Friday to label Omicron a variant of concern. So that's what they're, you know, kind of officially labeling the situation. It's a quote unquote variant of concern. So that is very, very, you know, it's, you know, definitely, I think I would follow the story under a very much a wait and see approach. But I think one thing that you're probably not going to hear many other places than, you know, on the show is that really acknowledging the central role that Biden and the world failing to get to get vaccinated in time, and if the, you know, the first world nations not distributing the vaccine to these poor nations in Africa and things like that in a timely fashion, that has just been absolutely devastating for the vaccine response. And I think, you know, the people who are going to bear the blame, definitely they should bear the blame, but they probably will not, because that's just not how our, you know, accountability is a word that is just not, you know, the true meaning has been removed from the societal vocabulary, I would say. Experts, including Anthony Fauci, a top advisor to President Biden, have said it could be 2 weeks or longer before more information about the variant's transmissibility and the severity of the illnesses it causes is available. So far, scientists believe Omicron's mutations could allow it to spread more easily than prior versions of the virus, but that existing vaccines are likely to offer protection from severe illness and death. So it looks like, yeah, the situation will keep going. You know, you're of course you're going to need as many vaccines as possible. That is for sure, because, you know, we can't just vaccinate everybody, stop the thing. No, we got to do it slowly. We got to get the boosters in there, too. We got to edge this process out, baby. Pfizer needs to make more money. Let's go. But anyway, the makers of the two most effective vaccines, Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, were preparing to reformulate their shots if necessary. And some countries, including Britain, you know, oh, they're going to have to reformulate their shots. They must be so devastated about that. Yeah, they must be absolutely heartbroken, to be sure. So the WHO stressed the need for countries to accelerate vaccinations against COVID as rapidly as possible, particularly for vulnerable populations and for those who are unvaccinated or not fully vaccinated. Because again, that is how variants survive and thrive and, in the first place, form. You know, that is, I think, that is a very, very important reality, to say the least. All right, let's move on to another story that we're watching. We talked about, as I said, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. We also want to go to this ABC News article here about the influence of a little thing called the Ghislaine Maxwell trial on the proceedings here. It's going to be very, very important. It'll be very interesting to watch. And so that is, if you don't, let's first, obviously important to give a little bit of background here. So Ghislaine Maxwell, she obviously, and before we get into the story, obviously this is a sex trafficking trial. So obviously there's going to be some pretty intense discussions here and obviously some dark images. Well, I'll be obviously as kind of non-graphic as possible and obviously non-explicit as possible. And so it kind of starts off with Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein was this financier. He was someone with deep kind of financial connections to some of the most powerful people in the world, including Donald Trump and Bill Clinton, as well as Prince Andrew. And he would, he would have these kind of various relationships with Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew, for instance. They took various trips on Epstein's private jet to his private island, where pretty much all evidence shows that they were very much, they had relations with, you know, of one form or another with young girls who were, you know, in their teens. Very just obviously disgusting stuff. This stuff was kind of covered up until, I think, the late 2000s, where there was a really interesting plea deal made, interesting to say the least, because it was probably one of the lightest plea deals you would ever imagine. Jeffrey Epstein, kind of the ringleader of this whole case, he was given 13 months in county prison in Palm Beach, Florida, where he had his main mansion, and he was pretty much allowed to, you know, leave for work release, quote unquote, for 12 hours a day. The prison guards reported young girls would be on the visitor logs. It was just an absolute mess of a plea deal here that was, funnily enough, made by Alexander Acosta, who was the attorney general at the time, I think in like 2008 or something. And he ended up being the labor secretary to one president, Donald J. Trump, in 2018 when Epstein was arrested again on other charges of him pretty much doing the same thing, but even more serious and at different times for an extended period of time over the course of, you know, anywhere from 15, 20 years. And so Acosta, this deal comes out, and apparently what he told the transition team at the time, the Trump transition team, when he was being hired, they asked him actually about this deal he made with Epstein. And apparently what he told them was Epstein has intelligence connections even. So that's, you know, very, very interesting. Conspiracy theories, as I'm sure you know, are abound about this case. So, again, Epstein gets arrested again in 2018. Right before the trial, he, excuse me, you know, the disease is getting to me here. You know, right before the trial, Epstein kills himself, quote unquote. You know, many people would say he got murdered. It's, you know, he's hung, and he hangs from the neck until dead in his jail cell right before the trial. So then, of course, all the attention turns to Ghislaine Maxwell. This lady is pretty much his number two. He's pretty much his accomplice. She would kind of talk to the girls, kind of almost get him ready in a way for him and his powerful friends in, you know, a really kind of sick ways, to say the least. And Maxwell, she's been on the run, but was recently, I believe she was arrested last summer. Tons of weird stuff about her. And now her trial is starting in I think it started today, actually. Let's get into it. So more than 16 years after a teenage girl reported to Palm Beach police that she'd been sexually molested by a wealthy older man during a massage during his seaside mansion, the allegations surrounding serial sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and his alleged co-conspirators will finally be tested in a court of law. No more suicides, no more plea deals, none of that. Finally, the criminal trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's former girlfriend and longtime associate, is set to open Monday morning in a Manhattan courthouse that sits in the shadow of the jail where Epstein died by suicide while awaiting trial for his alleged sex trafficking in 2019. Again, suicide is a word many, many have questioned, so, you know, leave that up to your own interpretation there. She faces a 6-count indictment for allegedly conspiring with, again, and aiding with Epstein in the recruitment, enticement, and trafficking of underage girls in between 1994 and 2004. Federal prosecutors say Maxwell played a key role in a multi-state sex trafficking scheme where she allegedly befriended and later enticed and groomed multiple girls. She was present and involved in the abuse herself. So again, girls as young as 14 years old here, we're talking about very, very rough. So Maxwell, apparently she said she looks forward to her trial and to walking out of the courthouse uncuffed and unshackled following her acquittal, said Bobby Sternheim, Maxwell's defense attorney. So she is really one of the, you know, kind of very, very interesting tales. She comes from a background of, you know, a lot of wealth and royalty, or not royalty, but, you know, very much high up in the aristocracy. She's the youngest daughter of Robert Maxwell. He was a British publishing baron, had deep, deep ties to, you know, very kind of shady interests, both in England and a country he held also very close to his heart, Israel, believe it or not. He's a very interesting guy. He actually died after he fell off a boat in the late 90s or the 80s or something like that. That was kind of his story. So he was a very, very interesting person. He died in 1991. His father died, and his empire collapsed, and it was, you know, his bad business practices pretty much were about to come out. So she then relocated to New York, looked for a fresh start, and was soon seen in the company of enigmatic multimillionaire Jeffrey Epstein, a one-time math teacher turned investor who socialized with powerful politicians, celebrities, and business leaders around the world. So yeah, that's kind of how they came together. And of course, you know, the rest is history, or infamous history, that she kind of carried out for years along with Epstein, this horrific, horrific trafficking ring that he did with some of the most powerful people in the world, and she was right there with him for. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of this trial, and, you know, will they just, you know, say, Maxwell, just lock her up. You know, we're not going to dig into anything more around the story. It's just really kind of crazy that they did all this stuff. You know, we'll see. It's going to be very, very interesting, all of it, to see, you know, what would happen. Will Maxwell get off? Who knows? Anything is possible. That trial will certainly be interesting to follow. And, you know, the Epstein story as a whole is so, so crazy, crazy, horrific to follow. So sad and very, so, really so disturbing. If you look at some of the, you know, some of the details, some of the, you know, things that'll make you go, to say the least, when it comes to processing everything involved in that. All right, so Yeah, that is definitely going to be a trial to watch. As federal prosecutors have indicated in pretrial court filings, they intend to present to jurors a streamlined case focused primarily on the experience of four women whose allegations are detailed in the Maxwell indictment. Three of the four women will be permitted to testify under pseudonyms to protect their privacy, and the fourth, Annie Farmer, has publicly identified herself as one of the alleged minor victims. So, yeah, best, you know, huge respect and huge, you know, admiration for the victims who are doing their thing and speaking out about this horrific, horrific abuse that they endured for all this time. All right, we have some good news. We will be, you know, moving on from that very unfortunate, very tough story. Although we will be kind of continuing to follow the trial on this show and on my show Newsflash, but you're going to get right into our mix for this week after this quick PSA.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Always good to get on top of that, and hopefully you did take that, count that in your head if you're driving on the road or anything else like that. It is just about that time. Today we are getting in to our mix, and we are starting with a little bit of R&B, a little bit of soul for you on this Monday with Ari Lennox's Chicago Boy.
Smile so pearly, earrings look like lost in the sheets. Said, listen, baby, I know that I'm speeding up this vibe. Is you gonna judge me if I fuck you for I catch this flight? No freaking worries, I just want to get you comfortable. I need you now, but I don't want to get your feelings broke. Wanna get your feelings, bro? No, no. Wanna get your feelings, bro? My bend it over, love you like so. So Rolls Royce on my iPhone, need you a little longer. Recallers ain't doing enough for me on this East, baby. Where you at now?
Like what? Yeah, yeah. 666666. Yeah. Favi, Sosa, viral, movie. I'm in this with the Wooski. Ball in the summer like Drew League. Champagne got me loopy. Glizzy Bob looking groovy. All the demons looking moody.
All the demons looking moody.
Skirt round there in your ends, host outside on 10, not like them. Make man lean out bends, that's how man get blem. You and your friends, this Hermes from runway, this ain't Ralph Lauren. Tell them again, loved her way back when. Drunk so I typed your 10, but don't hit send. Send some bread to the pen, all my G's are blessed, we checking for them. Whole lot of charges laid to this day, no confessions for them. Man really feel no ways, these man ways, no progression for them. Think you're bad, just wait, food get ate, and that's just lessons for them. Sosa, Favi, looking like Katie and Kyrie. My TD bank is on what?
What?
My TD bank is on Kyrie. Tribeca in the lobby. All these getting dodgy. When we see him, it's a body. Favi, Sosa, viral, movie. I'm in this with the Wooski. Ball in the summer like Drew League. Champagne got me loopy. Glizzy Bob looking groovy. All the demons looking moody. Hey, hey,
hey. Move, move. Get out the way. Get out the way. Long. Say the wrong thing, you get shot in your face. Bow. Yeah. Favi, lace. Put the ops in a place, yeah. If you a gangster, then you gotta relate. She got a fish, so you cannot mistake. She pay for the food, we went on the date. Game, great, she let me. Every time she lean, she come with an A. Foul, viral, you ain't never make a movie with Drake. Bow. Sponsor, I take a, I turn to a monster. I'm in the club, like I'm sorry, your honor. Bow, look, I killed the op, I ain't catching no karma. Bow, bow. Yeah, I killed the op, I ain't catching no karma.
Favi, Sosa, viral, movie. I'm in this with the Wooski. Ball in the summer like Drew League. Champagne got me loopy. Glizzy Bob looking groovy. All the demons looking moody.
Hey, look, I'm a demon in the night, and I'm a shark up on the water. I got shooters in New York, and I got shooters across the border. I go drink until I'm off. Hey, I go drink until I'm off. If they woo walk, I probably told them. I got them way they say that I'm gift, saying so I'm giving out gifts then. Highway, me and Fabio lifted.
What?
London, man, I need me a thick. And a Louis bag, just so I can fit me the grip. And I got the swag, so tell me the difference. Mike and Mary, but believe they fit it. She wanna, but I ain't with it. Headshot, knock off his fitted. Punch him out, send that boy to the dentist. Talking Henny, it better be privilege. Ayy,
bow, what?
It better be privilege.
Be saving these hoes. You know how these tricks be. Be buying them clothes. Wanna taxi hoes with the beat and have them sitting next to them in the front seat. But not BC, I'm a hog.
You are listening to a little bit of E40 here on the Spencer Walsh Show. Thank you so much for keeping it locked right here on 91.5 WMFO. Do you want to change it up and get you a little bit of ASAP Rocky? This is one of my favorite ones. It just gets you every little bit of every little part of every little bit is in this song. Just love it, love it, love it. It's called Jukebox Joints.
Well, I fall. But never mind, I'm flying, yeah. You know.
Type to seek love and make it everlasting. I'm the type to wake up and say it never happened. I mean, girl with hella passion. Word is cold, how it's smashing. Left her sleeping on a separate mattress. I think her body makes for better practice. Good excuse for my absence. Like Flocka, where you been? Heard you done with fashion. Now you're acting. I'm tripping off the acid. Now you're looking massive. This ain't equipped with columns from my reckless swagging. This that dark house party with this record blasting. Rolling spliffs click beside me, fingers lip a Raji. When I seen this invented Tommy and some, I'm all alone though. Mood music make me bop slower. Tripping on how I shifted pop culture. Change hip hop on you, smoking like a Rasta was my pop's culture. I'd be damned if I die sober. I'll be sure to visit Pac Focus.
Too late, I'm in my love. But gotta keep my weight up. Where do I land if I fall? But never mind, I'm flying.
And shout outs my pretty women's in the spot tonight. Let me see the hands. And for the freaks that love the with the Jeeps, let scoops and the Beamers and the Benz come again. When my death calls, I pray the Lord accept collect calls. Cause I be playing with these women's like they sex dolls. Call my Prada prior cause it's dropping next fall. Don't you saw the next ball, my closet like the Met ball. I just love it when you speak soft spoken. Up in the magazines with your teeth all golden. Took the whole year off just to learn to make beats. Dropping flames on my release and leave the streets all smoking. That touch of soul music, I get you higher, grab your lighter fluid. Might add a preacher in the choir to it. I speak the Father's music, hallelujah. Always striving, prosper, stupid. Even Montel can't tell you how we do it. Sit back and watch me do it.
I know I'm in my world, that I got nothing at all. So tell me now, does it hurt? Or is too late, I'm in my love. But gotta keep my weight up. I fall, but never mind, I'm flying, you know.
Okay, let's get past all the swag trapping and fashion talking. You want that ticket to get, so keep it in rap and talking. They rap and pause, so get embarrassed, it actually happens often. You my son like my last, and I'm just laughing off it. I change rap, push fashion forward, yeah, I'm that important. You jack my style, sh** me off, and y'all both acting awkward, jiggling, baby. Nah, go ahead, ain't nothing better than a pretty big forehead. Listen close, I got some to tell ya, get familiar. It's not just models, it's on my genitalia. Did azaleas from Australia, trips to Venezuela, Cinderella's under my umbrella for different weather. Ella, Ella, ages play it like I didn't tell ya. Taking pictures anytime we get together and hope to fly away just one day like some lovebirds. Only one word that I'm afraid of is the love word.
More power to you, more power to you, my lovely one. More power to you, more power to you, my lovely one. More power to you, more power to you, my lovely one. What's up, bruh? That all depends. With friends like you, who need friends? Sometimes the best advice is no advice, especially when it's your advice. Man, remember, your man was on stage dressed like a family member. Man, everything basic to Ye Guevara. That means Saint Laurent is my Zara. I remember Rochelle ain't wanna f*** with the polo. Hey, she missed out, hashtag FOMO. I got one child, but I'm
acting like I'm trying to make FOMO. They want to throw me under a white jail because I'm a black man with confidence of a white man.
You are listening once again to WMFO. My name is Spencer Wells. Thank you so much for joining us and being here today. Really do appreciate it. We are going to not drop a beat and pick up right where we're getting a little bit of, in fact, some energy into the proceedings with a little bit of Cardi B. How about that? Nowhere else you're going to get that Cardi B to Rex Orange County switch. Loving is easy.
Loving is easy. You had me fucked up. It used to be so hard to see. Yeah, loving is easy when everything's perfect. Please don't change a single little thing for me. Listen, girl.
Incorporate. We want to incorporate a lot of chill. We want to incorporate a lot of, you know, kind of intense, you know, more hype music. And we hope to, you know, obviously get everyone's requests in. All right, this is a little bit of J.I.D.
J-I-D-N, y'all need to lay off the drugs. Some of y'all need to lay off the dope. My getting it straight off the boat. Pure cut, put it straight to your nose. I ain't nosy, but I know what I know. Mr. Know-it-all, oh, here you go. I'm the goat, I never go with the flow. Throwing shots, boys, blow for a blow. I'm the hit the dough with the dough. I'm the whore. I'm the lit the blunt with the blunt. I'ma get it cause I want what I want. I'ma say the shit again and again. I'ma go and put to an end. I'm the sickest with the pencil with pen. Hit the blunt and mix the hand with the weight. I'ma go ahead and lay off the Zans. I'ma fall back sipping the lean. I gotta make sure my vision is clear. Oh God knows now what it seems. 6-5-4-1-2-3-4-5 told you know me. You don't want smoke, so what it's gonna be? Gotta watch what you say when you looking at me. Looking at God, looking for leaders, looking for kings. Look at the pain in your eye. Look what we been. Look at our wins. Look at our sins and look at our skin. I've been on a frenzy been trying to get me a Benz. And your fuzzy lens won't fuck up the ends. Oh God know where are my friends. Lord forgive me, yeah I need to repent. My blood need to lay off the drugs. Yeah, God ain't praying enough. Down, we ain't saying enough. Got fire, stockpile, rock, wallet. Tell my little lay off the stuff. Ronald Reagan, I can't thank him enough. Nah, I'm playing racist. So my if he left a pack of sports around me, I'ma take him and throw him away. He smoke him around me, I'ma break him. And we almost have got in the fight. And I'm talking about dead dad finna fade him. But maybe I did too much. Get I love my I'ma save him. And he
loving you is like a bad reciprocity.
A little back-to-back, Kellis followed up with a little bit of probably rap's most famous power couple ever, Jay-Z and B, the Carters.
Let it breathe.
So real. I want you to come inside right now.
for sure. We might not ever go back anymore. Got you all in your emotions, hit you with the force, then tell me your desires. I won't ever tire. You rather play the game than to throw the fight. Boy, you know that ain't right. I need your affection, I need that attention. Up and down motion, I'm swimming my ocean. Yeah, yeah. Let's make love in the summertime. Yeah. Wanna sense, beat sense, make plans to be in each other's arms.
Sand to the beach, hopped out the land with the sheep, skin rugs on the floor, we hug, made love on the seats, we tried to hide in the hills, we watched the sky turn peach, summer's light, like summer's night, it's like Christ's masterpiece.
West,
and I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. From the shy like Tim, it's a harder way. So this is in the name of love, like Robert say. Before you ask me to go get a job today, can I at least get a raise on the minimum wage? And I know the government administer AIDS, so I guess we just pray like the ministers say. Alu Akbar and throwing some hot cars. The things we seen on the screen, it's not ours. But these from the hood, so these dreams not far. Where I'm from, the dope boys is the rock stars. But they can't cop cars without seeing cop cars. I guess they want us all behind bars. I know it, and I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard them say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.
Nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. Yes, but it may be the only way.
They say people in your life for seasons, and anything that happened is for a reason. And gun clapping and keep the squeezing, and grand keep praying and keep believing in Jesus, and one day that you see him. Till then walk in his footsteps and try to be him. The devil is alive, I feel him breathing. Claiming money is the key, so keep on dreaming. And put them lottery tickets just to tease us. My Aunt Pam can't put them cigarettes down, so now my little cousin smoking them cigarettes now. His job try to claim that he too now. Is it cause the skin blacker than licorice now? I can't figure it out. Sticking it now. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. And I heard him say, nothing's ever promised tomorrow today. But we'll find a way.
Nothing lasts forever, but be honest, babe. It hurts, but it may be the only way. With every worthless word, we get more far away. Nothing's ever promised tomorrow.
That's Heard 'Em Say by Kanye West and Adam Levine. No other way to end this Monday than feeling ourselves. And who better do it with than Nicki and Beyonce? The clean version, of course.
Let's go.
Feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks. My Maybach, black matted. Never left, but I'm back at it, and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. He be thinking about me when he wax off. Wax on? National anthem hat.
Of unexpected celebrity relationships that had us talking, like Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker engagement. Like, a lot of this stuff I don't really care. But, like, you know, in terms of the people who, like, you know, in terms of, like, the ultimate celebrity couple, you know, the person you really want to pay attention to, especially if you're a guy, is like, or a straight guy, is like, who is Kim Kardashian dating? Like, you want to know, like, as much as people make the jokes about Kim Kardashian, as, you know, as much as they are very, very well deserved as well, You know, it's Kim Kardashian being, you know, the plastic, you know, plastic surgery, all that stuff. Everybody's taking a look at, you know, the Kim Kardashian, Kanye West power couple, marriage, all that stuff. Everyone's kind of, you know, viewing that as a very, very high place, whether they, you know, kind of cast jokes about it, you know, rightfully so or not. So it is I think it's a very, very, you know, it's like a big cultural deal almost especially for, you know, like for straight guys who Kim Kardashian is dating or with, like that is a, you know, thing a lot of people are very interested in it because, you know, like it or not, she is almost in a way viewed as like a standard bearer of beauty I think for a lot of people, whether as much jokes as they would rightfully, you know, cast on such a fact. I don't know. You may disagree, but that is just my read of the situation. But, you know, it was really, really shocking a couple of weeks ago to see, you know, they're holding hands on a roller coaster at an amusement park on Halloween. Their outing went down just weeks after she made her debut as a host on Saturday Night Live in October, where the pair reportedly hit it off. Same way he did with Ariana Grande. Apparently, you know, if you're a young male wanting to really kind of date above your league, as many guys would say Pete Davidson is doing, then you would be well served to be funny and get on Saturday Night Live. So yeah, just get on the, you know, the top sketch comedy show ever made. So or one of them for sure. You know, no small task. Just, you know, get on that. But it's a very, very interesting kind of dynamic, because a lot of guys are like, how could anybody possibly find in any way, you know, how could anybody possibly find Pete Davidson hot? He's so like pale and weird looking, and the dyed blonde hair and all the tattoos and all that stuff. Like, you know, and I do think there is a certain, I can definitely see why someone like Pete Davidson would be kind of attractive, but I definitely think, you know, it is very, you know, I hate to be one of these people who's like, I don't follow celebrity gossip. That's like insignificant. I try not to like look down on people who are like into that stuff, but I'm just generally not into that stuff. I am definitely much more of a political nerd than like a celebrity gossip person. But I do think, you know, this is very interesting, kind of funny to me, because, you know, I have followed Pete Davidson's career a little bit. But of course, yeah, as I said before, it's Kim Kardashian. So the outing went down just weeks after the SNL debut. They did everything from having dinner on a pizza place in Staten Island. You know, that's how, you know, you're really in if you're Pete. Like, you're getting Kim Kardashian to come to Staten Island. Like, that is a big deal. Celebrating his birthday in Palm Springs with Kris Jenner, apparently, and going out on dates to both the East and West Coast. News like Kardashian and Davidson were officially dating came out mid-November, and it seems like a pretty big deal since the beauty mogul hasn't stepped out with anyone since she filed for a divorce from Kanye West in February, ending a nearly seven-year marriage and four kids. While the seriousness of Kim and Pete's romance is yet to be determined, dating someone like Pete amid her divorce makes sense. The comedian is a bit rough around the edges and nothing like the people she's dated in the past. She's been involved with men like Chris Humphries, Reggie Bush, and Ray J. So, you know, maybe time for a skinny guy to be Kim's next boo. And it definitely seems like that is the big thing. Like, the skinny white dude is the number one, like, you know, like from Timothy Chalamet to Pete Davidson is just the number one kind of a attractive thing. I love how every time Pete Davidson starts dating another beautiful celebrity, everyone's like, WTF is happening? How did he do that? Is this, what is this mystery? And everybody refuses to entertain the possibility that he might have a nice personality. So that's Kristen Mulrooney tweeting that out, which can be a bit of a fair point. You know, it is willing to, you know, some guys have to accept that. I think, you know, girls, they do care about personality, you know, because people are like, oh, the girls don't care about the personality. You know, that may be a little bit of self-projection from some of my guys out there. It's totally okay. It happens to everybody. But what the big thing is here, I think it's not necessarily that it's personality. I think it's more about, you know, swag. I think it's swag is the swag quotient. It's a mixture of a lot of things. The SQ, it's a mixture of your confidence, you know, your looks, your confidence in your looks, which I think is a little bit different. You know, your funniness, your ability to, you know, not, you know, be socially unawkward, I guess, you know, all that kind of gets factored into what I would say is your swag quotient. And, you know, that's what I think girls would view as, like, your nice personality. I think Pete Davidson has the highest swag quotient, you know, known to man here. You know, the boards, I can draw it. You could draw out all the boards. You could, you know, be a statistician and all that stuff. But anyway, you know, it's also, you know, he's probably just a nice guy. Anyway, yeah, so Kim dating the SNL star. It may be confusing to some, but, you know, look at who he's dated in the past. I mean, if this is not a new thing for Pete Davidson. He's dated women like Ariana Grande, Kate Beckinsale, supermodel Kaia Gerber, and Bridgerton star Phoebe Davignor. There are many people who apparently don't see his appeal, but they're plenty of fans who openly thirst over him and his charm. And it just so happens to be that some of the most talented, successful, and desirable women in Hollywood agree. So, take it there. Pete Davidson, continuing to be cool. But, you know, one thing that really kind of shatters that image for me is because somewhere on that, with all those tattoos is he has a tattoo of Hillary Clinton. So that's a little weird. But anyway, let's now move on to our last story of the day. And we are talking about Virgil Abloh and very, very sad news with him. If you don't know who he is, you probably, if you're at any way a hip hop fan, you have seen his work before. He is a famous designer and he is a major name in the fashion industry. But if you didn't know, he is also behind, you know, if you've ever seen a shirt that just says, you know, T-shirt in quotes on it, you've seen Virgil Abloh's work. Anything Off-White, anything. He's done a lot of work with Kanye West. He's been name dropped on tons of songs. He's been referenced. His work has been referenced. And so this is the statement his family released. It was kind of a shock because he's just 41 years old. He passed of cancer. His family writes, "We are devastated to announce the passing of our beloved Virgil Abloh, a fiercely devoted father, husband, son, brother, and friend. He's survived by his loving wife, Shannon Abloh, his children, Lo Abloh and Gray Abloh, his sister, Edwina Abloh, and his parents, Nay and Eunice Abloh, and his numerous dear friends and colleagues. For over 2 years, Virgil violently battled a rare aggressive form of cardiac angiosarcoma. He chose to endure his battle privately since his diagnosis in 2019, undergoing numerous challenging treatments, all while helming several significant institutions that span fashion, art, and culture." Wow. Yeah, that is really incredible. Going through an incredibly tough cancer diagnosis while being still one of the leading figures in, you know, the kind of around the intersection of fashion, art, design, all that stuff. Really an incredible person with so much of an influence on hip-hop himself. So he made a name for himself for being versed in both high-end and street fashion after interning at Fendi in the late 2000s, where he met Kanye West. The rapper would take part in events at the RSVP Gallery, the retail space Abloh, and another guy named Don C launched in Chicago. He then worked for Kanye West's Donda organization. And then he started his wildly popular Off-White brand. You know, the relationship between Kanye West and Virgil Abloh, definitely long and, as I understand it, a little bit complicated. Definitely worth looking into. But Virgil Abloh definitely leaves behind an incredible legacy of just unparalleled creativity and just some, you know, it was really, really an amazing person to watch. And, you know, from some, you know, cool clothes. You know, I've seen people wearing lanyards that say lanyard on them that are probably like super, super overpriced. But, you know, people just buy them for, you know, the off-white brand. Now, it's an incredible brand that he built. No denying that. And also, he probably has some of the coolest, you know, DJ videos online. If you go look up Virgil Abloh Bird's Eye View DJ set, if you're any kind of hip hop fan, you will thank me later. He's just left an incredible legacy on the entire hip-hop industry, culture, movement, whatever you want to call it, and he will definitely be sorely missed. That's all the time we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next Monday, as always, at 1, with another great hour of music coming for you next. That's out.